So now you understand the three Pali words. No? Mano is your mundane mind, understand? No? And the Buddha always used this in the Dhammapada verses 1 and 2. It's a twin verse, complementary. So he said, mind is a forerunner of all things. He's referring to this mundane mind. When this mundane mind arises, all things arise, understand? No? That's why this follow is the starting of all the creation. That's why forerunner of all things. When this arise, all things arise. Mind is chief, also this mind. So mano. Then they got another word which is chitta. Chitta is what? The thought. Understand? Chitta is a pure vijnanang. The vijnanang is a pure consciousness before the content go in. You remember the paccisamuppada? The third link. Avijja paccaya sankara. Sankara make contact with the brain. Mental consciousness arise. So in the seeing is only the pure seeing consciousness. No one to see. Understand? And then the content go in. It become what? Namaru. This is the five aggregate of form and mind. Understand now? Which is a thought. Now you understand? I wrote that chitta equals to content of consciousness plus
vinyana.
Plus your vinyana, understand not? The pure consciousness. That one is a receptacle. So this one becomes a thought. That's why when you focus, that perception cause your mind to stir, sankara sanya. Then the content went in, your like and dislike. Whether your mental intention is wholesome or unwholesome depends on your understanding. If you lack understanding, most of the time it's unwholesome. But sometimes it's wholesome, tinted, understand? So they call it kusala citta or akusala citta. So you use the Sanskrit word and the Malay word, akusala, understand? Akusala, unwholesome. Akusala means unwholesome. Kusala, also unwholesome, but the meaning is wholesome in Sanskrit or Pali. So all this you will understand because you have the awareness. If you don't have the awareness, you don't explain like that, you know what is going on in human beings' mind or activity. You cannot differentiate between awareness and consciousness. And people in Satipatthana Sutta workshop, you know, with the monks and all things, you know, people ask the question, aware of what? Understand? And the gullible thing is, the one who is conducting the workshop answer, you know, aware of this, aware of that. You know. So when you don't have the understanding, this is what will happen. But when you have the clear understanding, then all these are very clear to you because they cannot be aware here. That's why this one become muddled up. To them is aware of something. Means what? The thought come in, understand? How they aware? They perceive. Then through memory, they say they aware of the phenomenal world. When you aware of the phenomenal world, no word on the direct seeing, that is aware. This one is you are conscious of the phenomenal world, understand? Through the six sense door, the six type of consciousness, either seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought consciousness. So this is consciousness. From here is awareness. This is direct seeing. This direction. Understand? No? This is cultivation using the pure awareness. But you use it to create mundane living. This one is the sense of consciousness that trigger all the five aggregate of form and mind and the phenomenal world of consciousness. That's why here, this is mundane living. No wisdom. But once you have the direct seeing, you awaken with the wisdom, you leave this direction with the wisdom connected. Then this one become noble being, understand, enlightened one, not deluded. Well, whatever happened here, he no more delusion. The phenomenal world of consciousness and form has got no power over him. Well, he realized the universal characteristic. He can see beyond form, beyond thought. Then he realized that nature, no different, no duality, nothing. This is how The mindfulness or awareness-based meditation differ from thought-based here. Then using the thought, creating method technique, then do all those control, suppression, one point on the absorption, then create this. Because they cannot make their mind calm, so they need a method or a technique where you repeat repetitive doing. Repetitive is mechanical, isn't it? You know Krishnamurti say what? It douses the mind, understand? Discipline attention. This is discipline. Focus, control, understand? Suppress. So discipline attention douses the mind. But it's not a free mind, understand? When you are caught in that, can you live life? Your whole life holding on to this energy, you know, and you don't have the free mind to be aware. You know. And this one is actually part of the thought, understand? But you say no thought. Why? You have a thought that realize this is no thought. Because you force everything, suppress everything. Then what you do is, you actually, they use the word what idea? It's a conditioned state, understand? You force it not to think, understand? Means suppression, control. When you do all this, this is a conditioned state, not a free mind. And this one cannot be free. It's like you want to like train your child, understand? You want your child to be good. What you do? He's very naughty, don't listen to you. So you discipline him, you control him. Cannot go out, boy. Allowance cut. You think by doing that, your boy can become good. The moment you're not around, this fellow go out, that's all. That's why control, suppression, no use. What you need to do is, let him go ahead, understand? Get into trouble, then only talk to him. If he don't get into trouble, choy le dung ngong one, I tell you. Then you don't believe me. As a mother, most of you all will know. When your child young that time, you love. A boy chak bui. Wait la. Choy le dung ngong. Then after that, 2-3 hours later, come now, had nothing to eat. So you say, oh, mommy cook for you, don't worry. So he already get used to it. Then when you cook out, how come like that one? Not like that day. Then later on, they come down and eat. How come all cold already? Complain. I want this. So your child become spoiled. You pamper him. What my mother did was good. Don't want to eat. Then why? Don't come back, is it? Then, whatever finish, he asked the rat, finish it. If cannot finish, he put all the one people don't want to eat one back into the last time no fridge, you know, he got a cupboard. You know. Then you come back, hungry already. Go to the cupboard. You know. Then he said, bo chai leo, all cold, cold. He said, you don't want to eat, you talk so much. Go and cook yourself. Go and cook yourself, not so easy. You know. No gas, nothing. You know. I have to start the fire myself. You know. That's why we learn to survive. So when we learn to survive, we become first generation kid. We cannot depend on our parents. We have 9 children, no. You think they got time for you? They don't even have enough money to make sure everyone go university. You know. So that time, we are forced to become independent as well. So this is how you learn. You find out yourself, you survive. Otherwise, everything all depends on parents. You know the parent who can sue. Boy, you go overseas. I buy flight ticket. Papa, mama follow you. Understand? You can stay there for how long? After 2 weeks, you settle him down. You think, okay, how do you? Then what happened? I got one Kanyamita, the doctor went to U.S. scholarship. They accompany, come back. After that, fail the first year, no. Then they not face the parent, no. Go and complain, say, I don't want to study this course, you force me, one. But here, straight A exam. Why? The parent are teacher, understand? God pass your question. Everything fit, and now. Then God made. No need to go there. You know, public university or US type of syllabus is different, understand not? It's coursework and all those things. So you need to have classmate and friend like thesis or whatever coursework. You need to actually interact. You can copy one ma. Coursework after a few months only submit one. But because you straight A student, no, you can't say, no. You dare not ask, no. So end up, no more syllabus, no. No more past year, no. No more the spot question, no more. So cannot survive, understand, no? So to train, you cannot control, cannot suppress, understand, no? You let them make mistakes, understand, no? Then they learn. That's why we have contentment. As first generation, we appreciate what my parents has given me because they are undereducated. Then they told us, you don't have to worry about lodging, food, shelter. We take care. You study only. Education also, the money, you don't worry. They will take care. This type of parent, not good enough. Take care of your citizenship, make sure you got no problem. Got problem also, they don't worry you. They sort out themselves. So these are the parents that have the understanding. Then they train me. After they train me, I say, my next generation, Sui, my son, Dale, if I can afford and have this understanding, I should allow them to have better life, right? By improving on what my father has done for me. That's why after that, when their turn comes, I say, you go to school, not to score, not to what, then learn that thing. Then after that, I say, you come out to work. Yeah? Because we have the proper house, car, whatever. But they didn't go overseas, I use the car. I say, you don't have to worry about your boss trying to force you to do things that is against your conscience. Understand? Not? You can just tell them, no. You want me to do? I will not do all this cut corner and all those things. Understand? Not? I will do it this way. Otherwise, you get another colleague to handle. Means you are not in the situation where you fear that you will lose your job. Understand? First generation different, no. No job means Taiwan, no. Cannot pay rent, cannot own house, cannot own car, no. Then got family to feed, no. How? But they are different. No job lah. Understand? No? The house is there, the car is there. Basic, no problem. But I say, be sincere. Don't take advantage of all this just because I say you tick your boss off. Understand? No. That's why I say you experience your life, your career, everything. And when you have enough, you want to retire, by all means. That's why Sui very lucky. Went through the career, all the adventurous sports and whatever, climb mountain, diving and all those things, she do before the age of 40. And then decide to call it a day, retire, come back. So this is life. At the age of 40, can live life, you know, with understanding, you know. Live life to the fullest and good karma, you know. Good inheritance, you know. So what is there to worry? So the way you train with understanding and control is a world of a different, isn't it? So meditation is the same. Pure awareness got control or not? Relax, maintain awareness, don't try to do anything. This one by itself, the moment you are silent, because the doing and the trying is by the thought, understand not? Don't try to do, don't try to know. The trying is by the thought, the knowing is by the thought. So when you have the understanding, you just relax, maintain awareness. Then you are in that state already, understand not? This one is like the child in a free mind. Then let him find out about life, understand not? Right or wrong, let them find out. They observe, they will know. They will not be so stupid until they see all the entanglement, the stirring. Some more go and hold, go and cling. Understand? So they will know how to evolve their understanding and live life. So similarly, the free mind is the one that can understand. The one that control and suppress, you pamper the child and you spoil the child. Understand? And this fellow, they say what? Mzai si, don't know what the external world is. Because when they are here, the absorption, the very strong samatha calmness is so strong. And to them, this is fantastic meditative state. No, equivalent to what? Must be enlightenment. So when you gullibly think that this is enlightenment, but never know that it's a conditioned mind, it's like the analogy that the Buddha gave. If your water is murky, you don't do anything, let it settle down. Don't do anything means what? Like the third way, isn't it? Relax, maintain awareness, be with it. And then all the dust, everything settled down, then the clear water return. This is your original mind. But the dust that settled down, not rooted out of the mental hindrance. That's why later on when the conditions stir again, the dust come out again, the hindrance.